as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
That's Yolanda Adams there in the background with a fragile heart, the lady that started off as a kindergarten teacher. And look at where she is today. Just imagine. She was a crèche teacher, and I don't know that she knew that one day she will be a well-known gospel music artist. So there she is on AM 657 kilohertz with A Fragile Heart, which happens to be one of my favorite songs by Yolanda Adams on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are welcoming our bishop from the West Rand again this evening, again this year. And we thank the Most High for another year added in his life. Murut.
Compliments, Muruti Moabi, and your beloved listeners.
Yeah. So some of us, we are working miracles. So for those who don't know, yeah, that according to the evil one, we are not supposed to have seen this year, but the Most High keep on, you know, blessing us, you know, time after time, giving us miracle after miracles. So you are one of those, Muruti, if you know what I'm talking about.
I feel you.
I mean, you were once on air, sick on air, and the listeners prayed for you, and you got restored. Now look at you now. You're laughing, and you're laughing again. Yeah,
I'm happening.
So, Muruti Mwahai Silimo, kisa sese sika, laka sesutu silimo, sika, laka nasruna silimo, it's summer. So in Sesotho Selimo, it's a year, and in other languages, I don't know whether it's Xhosa, a month, it's Inyaga. Rona Inyaga is Mwaha. Yes, yeah, this language is Kunalamudukopana Muding, and Hadukopana dia Tulana Jana Milkale. We just have to accept things as they are. For we speak different languages. Sometimes this word does not mean that in other languages, so be careful. Be careful.
The Tower of Babel.
Muruti, Rasimulan, that on a high note, looking at God, our master planner.
God, our master planner. Thank you again, Muruti Mwabi, man. I just wish nothing but the best for you and your entire family.
I receive.
And he knows the desires of your heart. You know, Muruti, there is this scripture that it has become a norm, you know, over and above Mujimo, from time to time. They will quote it from, you know, again and again. And we find that scripture from the book of Jeremiah. If we can read just from verse number 11 to verse number 14, it reads as follows. I alone know the plans I have for you. I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for. Then you will call to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will answer you. You will seek me, and you will find me, because you will seek me with all your heart. Yes, I say you will find me, and I will restore you to your land. I will gather you from every country and from every place to which I have scattered you. And I will bring you back to the land from which I had sent you away into exile. I, the Lord, have spoken. Now, Muruti, the frequent quoting of this verse today, it is often overlooked that the words were somehow spoken to people being punished by God. And I think we just need to remind ourselves, especially Jaraikala, that he does indeed punish his people in order to restore them to a proper relationship with him. He is our master planner, Muruti, everything that he does, it needs to align itself with his plan. And also we need to remind ourselves that the purposes and the resolutions of his heart concerning our welfare, Muruti, it is all about restoring us. We go through some stuff, and I believe what must encourage us is to know that his thoughts, the thoughts of his heart are to all generations. Meaning, yes, he spoke in the days of Jeremiah, but he was speaking into the future. God is a time traveler. He travels. He looks into the future, and when he speaks in the now, but also addressing the future. And now here is the situation, Muruti, because for the longest of time, we align ourselves with the plans of men. And men, Muruti, will think, plan, and thereafter he totally forget. And whatever that he thought of, and so it comes to nothing. But if we talk about this God, when he thinks, And maybe I must just put it nicely. God does not think, he knows. Once he put the plan into action, irrespective or not, what is that you went through, irrespective that the challenges that came upon your family, the infirmities, the all sorts of diseases, the attacks, the storms that came your way, once the plans are implemented, Muruti, it shall surely restore you. And this is what I just want to encourage Banaba Mudimu Kayona. Yes, we do have our own resolutions, we do have our own plans, but if we can just scratch everything and align ourselves with the plan of God, our master planner. For everything every planner today, we shall surely forget it, and it shall come to nothing. But if it is the plan of God, the God that can speak into generations, I believe one of the things that is so worrisome when we deal with the matters of the day. And you can see how people package themselves, how they kill themselves. The sad story is that, Muruti, people, they think only for today, but they never time travel. And now they fail to understand that they stand, as a mediator between the predecessors and those who are yet to come. So now they are standing as a mediator in the past and the future, that means to say there is nothing that can make sense unto them unless they align themselves with the plans of God. And the Bible put it nicely, Muruti. Those plans, they were never meant to harm us. They were never meant to destroy us. But those plans are only meant to bring us prosperity.
Absolutely. And sometimes, Muruti, I think there is a verse that says that it is only, his plans for our lives that will stand. So no matter how hard you try, no matter what else that you're trying to do, as long as your plans are not in line or aligned to his plans, chances are you are going to fail.
It is a norm from time to time that come first Sunday, the churches will be overflowing. There is this song that I don't even know who sing it. It's like this first Sunday will always vusabalel. And when they come because they have made their resolutions. Some they took a vow that, look, I'm no longer going there. You know, I will never repeat the same mistake that I did before. But the only challenge that they cannot, you know, perceive is that they fell into these traps and into these cracks only because they fail to align themselves with the master planner, which is our God. And God wouldn't, I mean, out of all those people who wanted to be us, you know, point to us, I mean, in order for us to be conceived. And it took his time, you know, close to 9 months, packaging us in our mother's womb, making sure that when we land on this planet Earth to occupy space, because one of the things that we must remind ourselves from time to time is that we exist because we occupy the space. That is why even when the day we depart from this world, I mean, we need to go and buy, you know, the grave, because you cannot just be thrown away. You occupy space. That simply means you matter. And because you matter, and you keep on aligning yourself with the plan of God, the Bible says, then you shall call upon me. And by the time when you call upon me, then it will be guaranteed that everything that you hope for and you pray for, it shall surely come to pass. Now imagine, Muruti, I normally make this typical example that there is this something that God, you know, implanted, the kara motuame. You know, motuame, hawana hai akala. But as a morning, once I look at that voice, she will tell her, that is my child. I mean, the sound of that voice, I mean, reminds the mother, I mean, about the child, the pain. And immediately she will step out and go and intervene. In whatever situation,
I tshwara ka mo bogaleng.
I tshwara ka mo bogaleng wana mma and acha asanta ka miss you know jalili keke. But now the biggest challenge lero, now we tend to forget when we are tossed to and fro by the storms of life. Raymond Konje, I'm not a coincidence. You know, I'm here because God wanted me to be here. Meaning that I'm here because I am needed. And I'll repeat this over and over again, that I never asked to be born. You know, I never applied to be born. But God saw it fit for me to be here, meaning that I'm here because I'm wanted. Now, if I align myself with the one who saw it fit for me to exist, then I mean, it is guaranteed that whenever I call unto him, he shall surely respond. And then I feel more Muruti for Banabamutimo or you will seek me and you will find me. Muruti, I wanna Jemonati or Umake Ibelori Ewamfumana. We saw people when they scattered into exile through the punishment that they have to undergo. You know, from time to time, they find themselves in the most compromising places. But God is saying, because I have a plan for you, this time around when you seek me, you will surely find me. And because this time around, you're no longer just following the crowd. You're no longer just, you know, running after Tom, Dick, and Harry. But you seek me with all your heart. Now this simply means to say, if now we take a U-turn route and go back to the drawing board and say, look, I tried all that I know best, and yet I failed. You know. I prayed. I know that. Banaba Mujima, every time I direct Alajena, you know, some they are fasting, some they are fasting. But I mean, there are a lot of programs that will take place. But my biggest concern is that, is it according to the plan of Hashem Adonai? I mean, did we really inquire from him, or is this what you want? I mean, have we ever really taken time to ask God, you know, or King Sosibakangon, why out of all the people who wanted to be me, yet you chose me? I mean, how does this whole thing happen that I messed up from time to time? I fall from grace from time to time. I get easily derailed from time to time. But you keep on keeping on, you know, showering me with your blessings. You know, you hide me under the shadow of your wings. What is that, God, that you want from me? What is my purpose of existence? I believe if we can take that time, Ruti, I mean, to go to him, you know, to call on him this time around to direct us. For we have already, I mean, have those rumors that you know that COVID, you know, it's already, I mean, knocking at our doors again. But what is the plan of God about our lives? Some, I mean, succumb to this demon. But some yet survived. Yeah, why we survived because we are still you know needed in his plan. What is his plan about us?
I think again your message here came at the right time, right in the beginning of this year. And I think it's for those who are listening right now, bakaigeletsa molimo. To seek his plan for their lives. I think that one of the mistakes that we make is we give him our plans and we don't want to hear from him. And sometimes it's not like he doesn't want to bless our plans, but our plans are not good enough to help us, you know, do what he has created us to do. So embrace his plans, that's when we'll be able to know the taste of success. If we can look at it that way, that he's good and all that he wants to do, it's for our own good, for us, for our like you just said, Ambruti, sharing from that chapter you shared from.
Look, Ambruti, you are the father. I'm the father. We were given that grace, you know, bondad. And he is the father. There are times, you know, with a request, no, please, unto you. And I will analyze, no, this is not good for you. Now, imagine how many of those plans, how many of those resolutions, because sometimes, you know, you'll allow us to go through the process where we find ourselves on a rock bottom. The places where we'll find ourselves in an ICU, the places where we'll find ourselves surrounded by all sorts of chronic, I mean, kind of diseases. But the truth of the matter is that we will not die because his plan must surely come to pass. But the more we delay to align ourselves with that plan, you know, is the more now we'll suffer in this journey. And I'm making it easy for Bana ba Modimo tonight, or wherever you are under the sound of my voice, take a vow tonight. You know, just put everything aside. Stretch each and everything that you wrote down and go and inquire from the Lord. For he said, when you seek me, you shall surely find me. I mean, I can remarking kadi pelo zarona tsohle. I can remarking kanete. Let us, you know, flee from this, you know, show off kind of a situation. Let's find the reason why we are here. And we'll find that when we are packaged and moving in our mother's womb, it was because we fit into his master plan. And that is the plan, Murudi, that will take us through.
Bishop David Malatz and Dr. Lebogile Thata for the powerful message that you have shared with us this evening. Le gamo so tsela pele go dira fela jalo ha modimo are a go bitsa re dira se ya hore mo o bile se kwa botsa dipotsa ha modimo are ke ta roma mang hore roman
I receive papa
roman na because yeah, your availability, you don't believe in the sense of how many people were saved just through your obedience to the call. Murder le bohile thata re fa di contact details how quickly. Your contact details please.
072 316
317 072 316 317 Murder hi papa.
Hi, Papa Tokosia. God bless.
Ke Remruti David Malatse, 072-316-1117. It's 8 o'clock. I'll see you again next week, the most high willing. Shalom.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.